Hi, James.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad.
Now, I got your email earlier.
Yeah.
Tell me what's happened.
Right, okay, well, basically, got a phone call this morning from a recruitment consultant, and, you know, they leave a message, as you do, and you call them back if you're interested or not.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he left this message, and sort of was quite nice on the phone, and then he hung up, but he didn't actually hang up.
No.
And what he said, I know, exactly, and what he said afterwards was not particularly nice.
So he didn't hang up the phone?
No, he didn't. He carried on talking. He was obviously, like, training someone or something who he was sitting next to and talking to her, but you just hear every word of it.
So he was explaining what he was doing after he'd left the message for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Ah, okay. Now, you've been kind enough to send me an MP3 of this.
Yeah, we've...
As it appeared on your phone. Morning. You what?
Yeah, we've been doing loads of work this morning, as you can tell.
Yeah.
You know, getting it across to you.
So this is the message as it appeared on James's phone, which he has now sent me. Have a listen to this. I've bleeped out all the names and numbers and companies and stuff, because otherwise he'll be fired, probably.
First saved message. Sent today at 9:44 a.m.
Hi, James. It's can you give me a call back? I've got a perm opportunity, South London, paying 25, 30k. That's
He wasn't very complimentary, James, was he, once he'd hung up? But didn't...
No, not really. He wasn't nice at all.
What did he say?
It was a lot of F words. I actually work in a girls' school. And he actually called me a pervert. And he doesn't even know me. So.
Remember, this guy thinks he has hung up the phone and he's left a message for you about the job. And here he is. Listen closely because it's a little bit muffled. So what he was saying there was, he must be a bit of a bleeping pervert if he works at a bleeping girls' school.
That's awful.
This must have happened to so many people, though, when you think you've hung up the phone and you just haven't.
I think recruitment consultants are the worst.
So after calling you a pervert, what else did he say?
He then tried to poach my job, believe it or not, and put someone else in it. He was sort of explaining to this person that he was working with that, you know, it was easy to kind of replace people. So, you know, obviously I'm quite disposable, you know.
So he's saying once he's got you this new job, he can replace you in the job you're currently in?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's have a listen to that.
If he leaves this company, whether we place him or not, we place him, yeah, so by finding out who his manager is, then
See, it cut out as soon as it went, if we can find out who his manager is. So I think maybe he kind of realised what was going on.
He'd left the phone off the hook.
Yeah. Now, you want revenge on this, don't you, James?
Absolutely.
Are you happy in your job at the moment?
As happy as anyone, I suppose.
Okay. You know? Not really looking to move at the moment?
Not especially, no.
All right. Well, we thought we maybe could give this guy a call.
Yeah?
Just to make him squirm a little bit. No harm done, really.
Excellent.
We've actually already done it, James. What we did earlier on is Chappers gave him a call pretending to be you, replying to the message that he left you earlier. And I'll play it for you at 6:10 tonight. Scott Mills till Zalo at 7 on Radio 1. Right, so here's the story. James got in touch with me earlier. Now, James works at a girls' school, and he got a voicemail message earlier today from some bloke at a recruitment agency. Just basically saying, hello, we've got a job that you might be interested in. Call me back for further details. Like they do, they just call you, don't they, sometimes? Trouble is, the bloke at the recruitment agency put the phone down, but didn't hang up the phone properly. So the message was still recording on James' answer phone.
Big mistake.
So we heard the bloke from this recruitment agency talking to someone, well, you think that he was training, and saying some quite unpleasant things about James. Right, here's the call. It's a bit muffled. He thinks he's hung up, but he's just still chatting away afterwards to the person he's training.
Saved message. Sent today at 9:44 a.m.
Hi, James. It's can you give me a call back? I've got a perm opportunity, South London, paying 25, 30k. That's on the front there.
Now he's explaining what he's been doing to the training person. And you can hear him hang the phone up, but of course it's still recording. Now, it goes on for a while. James works in a girls' school, right? And if you listen to this bit, it is a bit muffled. You can clearly hear him saying, he must be a bleeping pervert to work in a bleeping girls' school. Listen to this. All the time he thinks he's hung up, he hasn't at all. And then, after saying that, he goes on to talk about how once they get James a new job, they can fill his old job if they can find out who his manager is.
If he leaves this company, whether we place him or not, he places him with so by finding out who his manager is, then
end of message.
Poor guy, thinks that he's hung up, hasn't at all. Now, James wasn't too happy about this, obviously,
and
brought this to my attention earlier. So, what we did was a bit of payback. This poor guy. How many times, like, so many people have done this, where you just think you've hung up or something, and it just hasn't happened. This is what happened when Chappers phoned up the guy at the recruitment agency, pretending to be James.
Good afternoon.
Okay, speak to you, please.
Yeah, can I just call in?
Yeah, my name's James. You left a message for me earlier.
Speaking.
It's James. You left me a message earlier about a new job.
Yes, bear with me one moment. Okay, basically what it is, I'm a recruitment consultant. As I said, I've got a job lined up for you in London. I'm not sure which one it is at the moment, but if you just leave me your email address, what I'll do, as soon as I find the information, I'll send it to you, and then we'll correspond via email.
There's just one opportunity that you described on the phone that sounded quite good. It was about, I think that you mentioned that the salary is sort of 25 to 30K, something
right,
like that?
Right.
Can I just check with you that you're going to offer me or find me a job for me, aren't you? You're not doing it so you can get someone else just to then fill my position that I'm doing at the moment.
Oh, no, of course not. No. Why would I bother doing that?
It just sounded a bit like that on the message. That was all. So I just wanted to check that.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. No. I do apologise. You know, I get through quite a lot of these calls every day. As I said, I just got to, relocate your CV, obviously, and then what I'll do, I'll just take it from there.
Okay, can I just ask you one other thing before you go?
Yep.
You know that I currently work at a girls' school, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I know that we've been talking about. Right. There you are. Yep, I've got it.
Okay, but so you now know who I am, yeah?
Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah.
You don't think I'm a pervert, do you?
No, of course not.
Okay.
No, that's I do apologise about that, but no, not at all.
Because you did say that earlier.
Yeah, I do apologise about that. You know, it's just having a little laugh between in the office and that, but no, seriously, just a little joke, you know.
All right.
You know, and...
Can you remember what you said?
No, I can't, actually.
All right. That is your message, isn't it?
Yeah, that is my message, yeah.
Okay.
I do apologise about that, mate, seriously.
All right, as I said,
I was just trying to, just trying up a new trainee and,
So you told a trainee that I was a pervert?
No, of course not, but...
Right.
As I said, it's just a little slip, just a little mishap.
All right, and do you often swear on clients'
No, of
messages
course,
as well?
But to be honest with you, we thought that we put down the phone and we realised that it was obviously a mistake.
Okay, because then also on that message, that also said that you wanted me to leave my current job so that you could find someone else to take my place.
No, of course not.
Okay, because for one horrible minute, it sounded like you wanted to leave my job as a pervert at a girls' school.
No,
you could replace me with another pervert in the job that I'm doing.
Not at all. As I said, I'm sincerely sorry about that, and, it's just a little common error. I do apologise about that.
All right, you don't have a whole load of perverts on your books.
No, not at all. Yep.
Hi, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well.
Right? Oh, he's... Oh, no! Oh, no. James?
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Cheers, mate. Thanks a lot.
He was a good sport. We just made him squirm a little bit.
Yeah, it was absolutely excellent.
It's an easy mistake to make.
Oh, yeah. He sounds so sorry as well.
Oh, he was really sorry.
Yeah, I like it.
The thing is, I think he obviously realised what he'd done.
Yeah, I think so.
He realised as soon as I started mentioning it what he'd done. So obviously,
he'd
obviously hung the phone. He obviously spotted that he'd left the phone off the hook, that he'd done all of that on your answer phone, and then...
Yeah.
Capped himself.
Poor bloke.
Oh, excellent.
You've even blushed on his behalf, Scott.
I feel really sorry for him. It was just a little joke in the office between us and a couple of colleagues.
Really, really good joke there.
And a trainee as well. He must be a pervert.
What sort of people do they train there?
Listen, James, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Take care, Scott.
Thank you. In new music.